Welcome back to the Reality Served Real podcast. We're your hosts, Christina, Abby, and Michelle. And today is super exciting because Michelle is back with us. She has been gone for a few weeks now, but she's back and we are excited to talk to her about all of the things reality TV. We've got The Challenge, we've got Survivor, we've got Golden Bachelorette. We're talking about it all today. How are you two doing?
Good.
Good.
Be back. I just said I missed you guys. I miss doing this with you guys, so I'm happy to be back. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, of course. Absolutely. I mean, we've missed you so much, and it's good gonna be good to have you back and get all of your thoughts on everything.
Like a week or two ago, Michelle texted me. She's like, "Do you think Christina's gonna fire me?" I said,
What? No.
"I think you're safe."
Definitely. Oh my gosh, that's terrible thought. But no, I mean, you had a lot of stuff going on. You had a lot of stuff going on. So
Yeah, well, hopefully that will be it, and I'm back now.
yeah. Except for you're going to Korea next week, but hopefully, I mean, I think you'll be back to podcast, but that's still
Yeah.
so exciting. So much going on.
Yeah, I'm leaving at 6 a.m. for the airport, so that'll be fun.
Yeah, whenever you say you're going over there, I'm like, gosh, your life. Wow, what a great job you have. But anyways, let's get started here talking about some things. Let's get started with talking about the challenge today. We had a pretty exciting, pretty talked about episode here. I think we had maybe one of the biggest fights that we've seen in, I don't know how long, a really long time, maybe since Final Reckoning. I don't know, a long time. We had the Laurel versus Kara fight. I gave Laurel my LVP for it.
Same. We'll just get that out of the way. Same.
Yeah. How about you, Michelle?
I think I did. Hold on. I want to look. Yeah, that's exactly who I wrote. Yep.
Yeah. For sure.
Listen, I
For
even saw the actual fight. Like, we saw an edited version of it, so it's kind of hard to judge. And I
people
still
who
thought she
saw
was
was,
awful. You know what I mean?
yeah, and also she threw the daily. So I
Yeah,
mean,
that was just, I thought that was just nasty.
yeah, there's
Ugh.
just there's. I mean, I get why. I think that for her and the future of her game, like, you know. She doesn't want to see Emily in a final. So I understand why. I do think it was a little too early, considering that they're both Era 2 and right now they're supposed to be working together to win challenges. And potentially, you know, like Emily could be the deciding something on a week that Laurel is the target. And I don't know. I mean, it is what it is, but I didn't think that it was a good move at all.
It's making me just not like this format because it's so easy for them to do that and rig it, you know?
Yeah, There it's I think that what the miss with this format is that the eras should have worked together, like there should have been something where they had to work together more. Or they shouldn't, I don't know. I can see breaking up eventually. Like they're not going to stay eras the entire season, I'm sure. But yeah, something should have been different for sure.
There's something I'm not understanding, and maybe you guys know. Like, it seems like the teams are all competing with different numbers of players now. How is that fair?
Well, I don't. I mean, it's not, but I think that that's like kind of like it's the same as Worlds too.
I mean, hasn't that happened a lot in the
Yeah.
past?
I mean, at
I mean,
least.
formats. But it's like Era 4 won. Okay, no shit. They had the most people, I think. So I don't know. It just seems like it's like heavily skewed to whoever has the most people left. So I don't know.
I can see that. And I don't know if it's necessarily that way in every challenge, but it definitely wasn't this one. Unless, like, maybe the weight of the bags was different and it was, like, lighter for
Yeah.
I don't know. I know that that's what they did in War of the Worlds 2, final anyway. So I'd hope, I don't know, something. It's interesting.
I guess
Nobody's
I'm
even
just not,
talking
I'm
about that
not
because
loving.
of all the other crap that happened.
Yeah, I'm not loving the format, and that's why, because I'm like, okay, Era One now is like everyone's injured and now there are less people, and they got to go against Era Four that has more people. You know, I didn't get it.
You know, Abby, I'm really curious what you think of the format because I watch it alone. I think Michelle watches it alone. You're watching it with two other people. So you get like this constant people talking about it. What do you think about this format?
I don't mind it, but honestly, what my people are talking about is more the drama of it all. Not so much the challenge part. Maybe the eliminations, but you know.
Okay, so like even like your son, he's more focused on the drama part too.
He really is, yeah. And
Interesting.
who's winning the elimination, not really the strategy behind it.
So do either your husband or your son, do they do spoilers?
No.
No, okay.
No, they never have. And oh, I used to get in so much trouble because when we used to watch it together, before the past couple seasons, it was back when I was drinking, so I knew spoilers and they never wanted me to spoil. I'd be watching an episode and I'd say something that would spoil it for them. And they would get so mad at me.
Oh
I'm
no.
like, oh, sorry, because it would just slip out because I wasn't, you know, I'd have a few drinks and not be thinking about it. So not only do I not know spoilers, or if I do, I don't remember them. Now I'm not accidentally ruining it for them. So we're all kind of like watching it blind.
Oh, that's
Because
good.
I forget. I know I saw it at some point in our chat, but I don't even remember who makes the final. And
Okay.
I don't remember who wins.
That's good. I mean, for the fact that like since you are watching with other people, I think that's a good thing. I
Yeah, but
mean,
no, Mitch never likes spoilers. Mitch isn't on Twitter. He doesn't. Yeah, so he's never known spoilers, and he also doesn't know all the ins and outs either, right? Like he's a casual. Watching it like technically with two casuals that don't know a lot of these backstories and what you know.
that's so fun. Okay, yeah, I have a coworker who she watches the challenge and she's a casual and I sent her something about like the Orazio and Derek elimination. She's like, wait, what? And she's just like shocked about, you know, and it's funny when it's somebody that is completely oblivious
Well, that's
to the
funny because
lore.
after that episode, because I was so confused watching Horatio. I mean, we talked about this already, you know, just walking up to the, and so when I started seeing everything after we watched and I got on Twitter, I started sending Mitch like all this stuff.
That's funny. Yeah, I
And
did.
Mitch is a big Derek fan, so of course he was like,
Oh,
oh,
yeah.
you know, oh, it was fair. He just whatever.
Well, I don't know if you knew like the final verdict on that, but Orazio and Derek did get on a Zoom with production and they were seeing shown like the uncut footage of the rules and everything, and there were things in the rules that like both of them kind of missed in the moment, and for the rules of the game and the way that they were laid out, Derek did win. So
I
whether
did
those
see that.
rules are what they should be or not is, you know, you can have your own opinion on that. But the rules on what they were, Derek did win. So speaking of eliminations, we had another really crazy elimination this episode with Emily and Tina. I mean, we also had CT and Nehemiah go against each other, and that one was pretty good too. But man, Tina really dominated that elimination. And I also think that she was just like a focal point of the episode. I think she like when Era One with her and CT just kind of going at it, like it was like. And then apologizing right after, it was good old school drama, I thought. I mean, at least drama that we haven't seen in a long time. We're not seeing that. I mean, I guess besides when Jordan and Tori yell at each other, that's just toxic.
Yeah, Tina was my MVP. I love her.
She was mine too.
I had a tie of Nehemiah and Tina.
I put Mia Maya with a question mark under my honorable mention because I wasn't sure if I was going to give him points or not. I think I'm going to, but the reason why I put a question mark is because of his deliberation and the deal that he tried to make with Devin. It was just very messy, not even talking to Emily about it. It was just kind of sloppy. So I think it's an honorable mention instead of an MVP for me. But I will say beating CT was a huge feat for him, especially having lost to him on Rivals or whatever. I also think it's super weird that they're pretending that All Stars doesn't exist for Nehemiah when he was on like every season.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Don't like it either. But then we also, in the same episode, are hearing Kara and Laurel screaming at each other, mentioning All Stars. It's just,
Yeah, show clips of it. Yeah, right.
yeah. It just doesn't make sense. I do not like that they're picking and choosing. And if they were smart, they would promote All Stars so that people would be like, oh, there's this other show. Let's go on Paramount Plus and watch it right now.
Did you hear the rumor that they're putting All Star 5 on MTV? Is that true?
I don't know if that's true, but I did hear that rumor.
Okay.
Wait, can we just go back? Because did nobody find it interesting? Maybe I just don't know the backstory that Nehemiah and Devin are having this talk for like the first time, and they're both in real life best friends with Wes. And I know they've hung out together a million times. Like, have they never talked
Have
about
they
the
hung out a
situation?
million times? I know that they've obviously they know each other from like I know that show that Wes did during COVID or whatever. I'm sure
Yeah,
that they're
weren't
in
they
one of
both
those
there for
shows.
that? I mean, but they were both in Wes's wedding. I mean, I would just think that there would be some
I didn't even
dynamic of a
think about
relationship
that.
there, but maybe not. I don't know. I mean,
I didn't even think about that, but that totally makes sense why Nehemiah would approach Devin. I didn't even think about that. That's a great call, Abby.
yeah, I didn't think of that either, Abby.
But if we want to sidebar to Nehemiah and Wes really quick, we can talk about Sylvia's wedding. Sylvia got
So
married over the
cute.
weekend. All of the Lavender ladies and all of the KC crew were there. And I remember on All Stars talking about how strong those three were together and how nobody realized that they were aligned. And just confirmed how close they all are.
I saw a tweet before we got on here, and it was from Ryan at Jury. He tweets the best stuff at Jury Management, and he posted a picture of them. He's like, "What we ordered," and then next to it was a picture of the
Vacation
Vacation Alliance. Yeah, what we got.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I saw that too. That's a love the Lavender ladies, love the KC crew. I was a little surprised that none of the Dolphins were there. No Marie, no Cam, no Kayla,
I
but
was wondering if Marie was going to be there, but no, she wasn't there. Kayla's far away, and
that
I feel
makes
like
sense, yeah.
Cam just moved, so I don't know.
Anne has two little ones.
But didn't they move to
Yeah.
like Michigan? I mean, and I know that that's Michigan is far from Kansas City, but it's not like undoable far.
No, but probably just not that close.
Yeah. I mean, I guess Vendettas was a while ago. That was season 31.
Were Amanda and Ashley bridesmaids? In that one picture, it looks like their dress was the same color, not the same style. So I didn't know if they were like bridesmaids and it was like wear this color.
I don't know.
No, because I saw maroon or like pink, like dark pink, maroonish. I'm not good at colors, guys. Dress girls for the bridesmaids.
Okay.
But I
I
thought
was.
the same thing, Abby. That's when I dug into it because I'm like, were they bridesmaids? But that's how I found the other ones.
Okay, because I was trying, but because it looked like Shane was kind of wearing a dark blue in the
Maybe
background
it
too,
was like
and I'm
the
like, oh,
wedding colors or something.
got it. Okay, well, they looked cute, whatever. But I was wondering if they were.
And I saw Amanda brought her new man with her.
Yeah, he was cute.
Yeah, so good for them.
I didn't know if that was the barber or someone else. Okay, it's someone
No, it's
else.
a new one. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Okay, now that we sidebarred about Sylvia's wedding, let's get back to this episode of the challenge. Okay, we all gave Laurel our MVP or our LVP. We all gave Tina an MVP with Michelle giving one to Nehemiah and me giving him an honorable mention. I also gave Michelle an honorable mention this episode.
Of LVP or MVP?
MVP because I think that when she and Laurel were talking at the very beginning and like they're just and Laurel is just like so rude to her and she's like stop talking or something. She's like I'm not talking. Like she's like but you're rolling your eyes and I don't know. I felt like she was like really well composed when Kara and Laurel were fighting and Laurel was getting like closer and closer to Kara. Michelle like stepped in between them and was like okay like back up. And I just really liked the way that like her demeanor and the way that she handled conflict in this instance. I know we've seen Michelle not handle conflict well in the past, and I thought that this was like kind of a different page for her, and I thought it was a good look. So I gave her an honorable mention for it.
Thought she was surprisingly reasonable. I agree with you.
Yeah.
Like very reasonable. Like even when she was, and I'm a Laurel defender. Not anymore, but I was. But I was on Laurel's side in this fight. And even that, I was like, oh, she's making it really tough to root for her.
Well, I'm not a Laurel defender, and I don't like Michelle either. And I was, yeah, I was impressed with Michelle.
I had to drop Laurel when she got in a fight with Darrell.
Yeah, that was nasty.
I know that that episode that she got in a fight with Darrell, I said that it was kind of her episode. She just like everything went the way that she wanted it to go. And I didn't like that she got in a fight with Darrell, but I gave her an MVP that episode because I thought that it was just she had control. But this episode, I did not feel that way. I felt quite the opposite, actually. I felt like she was spiraling and taking it out on like the people who she deemed as weaker minded.
Yeah, totally.
She's a very nasty person, y'all. Michelle, I know you've been a fan for a while, but I really just don't think she's a good person. Like, she's nasty.
She definitely was on this episode, that's for sure. And
Yeah.
we didn't even, and it's like, I don't even really know what happened because we didn't see it all. And everyone else is saying, oh, it was worse than what we saw, right? That's kind of the
Like
consensus.
way worse.
Yeah, so I don't know. It was really
Nehemiah
bad.
said that the fight lasted for 2.5 hours. And because of that, I say that Banana saying that he wasn't there for any of the fight and that he was doing interviews the whole time is BS. Do they really do interviews for like 3 hours at a time straight? I don't know. Maybe they do. I just figured it was like an
That
hour or something.
was his excuse. He didn't hear it.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. I didn't catch that. Okay.
Yeah, he's like, I wasn't there. I wasn't there. I was in an interview. Whatever. That's why he's like saying that he can defend Laurel, probably, I think, because he is defending
Yeah.
Laurel.
Exactly.
But if you were there, you probably wouldn't be. I don't know. Kylan is, and that's weird to me, too. Okay, so quotes. What kind of quotes did we have this episode?
Just had one, and it was Kylan said, wait, let me see if I wrote it down. Hold on. It's when he said, you only get. You're on strike one, and this isn't baseball.
So I'm not going to wait for three.
So I'm not. Oh, yeah. This is strike one, and we aren't playing baseball. So I'm not going to wait
Wasn't
for
that
three.
last episode?
No, that I wrote it down too. It was this episode.
Really? That's crazy.
Yeah.
I would have thought I would have wrote that down. Okay.
Maybe it
I
was in the previews from last
did.
episode.
What?
It was at the very beginning of this episode, if that makes sense, because he was talking about Josh.
Okay. Well, I guess I remember that quote. That was a good quote. Did you have any quotes, Michelle?
Besides that one, Rachel said, Devin's a weird player. And then she said, I've now been activated. So I kind of like that. There wasn't a lot of Rachel in this episode, but I liked her little moment in the bedroom.
And is that because it was anti-Devin?
No, she was getting upset about them coming, like Kara and Emily, like the way Laurel was treating her. So it was about Devin, but then I think that I've been activated was kind of about the alliances that are going on in the house.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. Okay, so I had a few. Theo, he says, he's like, he is popping a bottle of champagne, and he says, very important thing, safety when opening champagne, which is just ironic because of his eye incident.
I didn't even hear him say that.
Yeah,
Aw, I
it was at
feel
the
bad.
very beginning.
That's sad.
And then Michelle, when she's talking about Devin, she says, I literally told myself, no love. And now here I am. Girl, get your shit together. Girl, get your shit together. But that was funny. That was good.
Of thought Michelle was, I kind of liked her this episode.
Yeah, I'm telling you. That's why she got my honorable mention. When Tori's talking about the vacation alliance, she says, I literally threw him in and he went home last season. So I don't think we're as strong as you all think we are when they're talking about the vacation alliance, which this is the first episode ever that this has been spoken as like an official alliance.
I
So.
told Michelle this morning, I said one of the most interesting things I thought about this episode was them addressing the Vacation Alliance. And Michelle's like, they're not doing anything about it. Why are they targeting them? And
I
I
know,
don't
right?
know,
But at
Livia
least people
pissed
are
me off.
trying.
They pissed me off. They had perfect shot at Devin and Tori and they didn't take it. Pissed me off with that one.
My next quote, Tina during the daily challenge, she says, bob and weave, bitch, bob and weave, when she is her and CT are fighting. She also says after her elimination, I go to Home Depot more than I go to the grocery store. I guess this stupid little housewife has more to offer.
Mean, I told Abby this morning. I'm proud of Tina, but why was she the only one that could do that? No one else was able to do that. Something didn't seem right to me.
I agree with that. I don't think that it, I don't, I mean, I, there's no way. Hers was like a way easier than everybody else's. Now, I
But
think
why?
that
Why? And
it wasn't, I, okay, so I listened to Emily on both the Official Challenge podcast and Bananas podcast, and according to Emily, she does not think that it was rigged. They flipped a coin for who had which board. She just thinks one of the boards was not working. Like it was faulty equipment, similar to like the Horacio Derek situation when Horacio got his ball stuck and it wasn't supposed to get stuck. Yeah, and Derek's board, like with the stuff falling out that wasn't supposed to fall out. She thinks that it was like faulty equipment. Now, Tina.
Michelle said that too. She, I was like, has Emily said anything about this? And she's like, no, she won't, because she's like too nice. Like she won't like attack, like that process. So sounds like she didn't.
She kind of, no, she I think blames production more.
Yeah.
Now I think that with that elimination, like I think Tina does have experience. I think she did have a good strategy, and I've seen her tweet about it and her say that like they were in there, that they were hard to get out, that she has scars from the elimination, that she was trying, you know. So I think that I don't think that it was like they just like fell out. Like it was like, I think that they were in there. I just don't think that they were in there as well as the other people's, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Like it, I could believe that she and Emily had the same level of difficulty in their boards, but then when the guys did it and they couldn't do it, I was like, something's up here.
I agree. Especially like CT, like when has CT not been able to do something?
Right. Yeah, exactly. That's when I was like, okay, well, I'm happy she won anyway, but
And you mean,
Emily grew. I didn't really like Emily before the season, and she grew on me this season, so
yeah, she was fine.
I'm gonna second that. I'm not a fan of hers, but I think I've enjoyed her most on this one. Maybe because she didn't last as long and I didn't have to deal with her, but
This is the first time she's ever been eliminated.
yeah.
I thought it was cute when Nehemiah, after his elimination, he says, "I think I just beat CT. I think I just beat CT." Like, it was like almost hard for him to believe too.
Yeah, that was really sweet. Who Alan Aguirre wrote like all of Nehemiah's stats out, and he has a much better record than people give him credit for everything he's done. I don't remember it off the top of my head, and I think that's
Loved that
it's
tweet.
not memorable, right? So
No, because he's not some standout. This is how I interpret it as a as an athlete. Like he was not a superstar like CT or Wes or Johnny, but he's solid. He's always been solid. But
yeah.
solid people don't get the recognition that the
Is it that,
All-Stars. I'm so glad Allen
I mean,
made.
he hasn't done a season since Rivals won. Like, I think that's part of it too. He's been out of the game. I mean, I know he's done All Stars, but he's been out of like the challenge for a long time. And he's a good player. But I think that one thing that he really lacks is the social game. And I think that we saw that this episode with Devin.
Yeah. Right.
If he can become a better social player, I mean.
But it's probably hard because all these people all have like relationships, and he wasn't in the mix when those relationships formed. So now he's on the outs.
Well, now he has the KC crew and the Lavender Ladies, so he better be doing a season with them.
He was at Kellyanne's wedding too, I
Yeah,
think.
he was. You're right. Which was just like a week ago, 2 weeks ago, something like that.
Yeah.
He was one of like the three people that were there, according to like the People magazine or whatever.
Who was it? Kendall, Nehemiah, and there was someone else.
I don't know. I would have to look it up.
I forgot.
I'll look it up.
Yeah, I was happy she got me. I'm happy for her.
Emily.
Oh,
Emily
see?
was
Okay,
the other person.
that's really nice.
Yeah. I actually didn't really realize they were close, so that's cool. That's good to know. Okay, so do we have any last thoughts about the challenge before we move on to Bachelorette?
I don't think so.
Okay, so getting started with the Golden Bachelorette premiere. Abby wasn't even sure if she was going to watch this season or not, but she ended up giving it a try. And what were your thoughts?
Sorry. I thought it was so cute. I loved it. These men are so sweet.
I think that I like the Golden franchise better than the regular franchise. I mean, it is just adorable. I cried three times.
Oh yeah, it's so much bigger. I didn't cry, but I'm not much of a crier. But I also get kind of, I don't know. And this is so weird, but I think about these people talking about losing their spouses. You know, my dad was 69 and I'm like, you know, my mom would never date again. But I'm thinking like if it was like 10 years earlier, like I wonder what her situation would be and stuff. But all these people talking about losing their like spouses to cancer and stuff, it's just like the person they had been with forever, and it just it's so sad.
It is. It's really sad, and it's so touching that just to like hear everybody's stories, and I don't know. I mean, I really enjoy the Golden franchise a lot. I really struggled with who to even give an LVP to.
I okay, so this is who I gave it to. He didn't get a rose. I don't even remember his name. And I gave it to the guy whose mom did the video. Because
I was wondering what, like, where are his kids? Why did his kids do the video? Does he not have any? Did she get any like red flags? Like, why aren't your kids doing the video since you're such a big family person? So I'll look up who it is, but that's who I gave it to, even though it was hard to give it to anyone.
So I did cheat. I'll admit it. I cheated. I didn't go off the episode because I couldn't, because there wasn't anybody to really give it to besides if I wanted to give it to somebody who got eliminated. So I gave my LVP to Gil,
What?
a couple days before filming started. His ex of several years filed a restraining order against him.
Oh, God.
However, he was not served this restraining order until after he got back from filming. So there's no way that production could have even known that this was going on. Like, this literally happened like 2 days before filming started. And production has since said that, which this came like the like news of it came out, I think, like right night one or right after or something, right around when it happened, or when the show aired. So they didn't edit anything on episode one, but they have come out since and said that they are going to try to edit him out as much as possible. So I'm thinking he's gonna get a D edit. So I gave my LVP to Gil.
Oh, he was shown kind of a lot too. I mean, I remember his name and I don't remember many of their names. So he was obviously, you know.
So he played like a little game with her during their one-on-one time, and I'm trying to find his intro right
What did he play with her? Do you
now.
remember?
So during his, I'm guessing that they played with the ball that he brought, because for his limo entrance, he threw her a ball and says that she's a great catch. So
Yes.
I
Yep.
bet, yeah.
And then is that the one here she hit the tee ball with?
Yeah, that would make sense.
Okay.
I'm not 100% sure, so I'm sorry if that's wrong, but I think they played an activity like that. I think that's what it was.
Okay.
So yeah, so I gave him my LVP for the stuff that came out about him on premiere day, or like the day after, I can't remember which. So
And then I gave my LVP, I mean my MVP to the guy, Keith, the one who got the first rose.
okay.
I
That was a good
like
one. Yeah,
him.
he was
He's
good.
so
I gave mine to Jack. I thought Jack was just hilarious. He had me rolling the whole episode. Oh my God, that guy is funny.
Oh my God, that's so funny. I almost gave him my LVP because I could be totally wrong, but I'm like, no, he just reminds me of like a mob guy. He comes out singing Frank Sinatra. Cooking all this, I'm like, oh God, wearing that salmon color jacket. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, he was definitely out there, but he got a lot of screen time, and I thought he was really funny. And I don't necessarily think that he will be like a winner, but I think that I hope that he's like, I don't know, maybe like the villain that goes far or something. I don't know. He's just fun, I thought.
The two I really loved was the Asian guy.
Yes.
Thought he was adorable and sweet.
And when
And
he's going through the kitchen, oh my gosh.
then I don't remember any of their names. This sounds so bad. I'm like the Asian guy. And then there was a light-skinned black guy, bald. I don't remember his name either, but I loved him. I
Okay, so
thought he
I'm
was
just
going to
gonna
get
go
the first.
through a few of the limo entrances really fast. So Pascal, he's the one from Paris. He lives in Chicago. Kim is the retired Navy captain.
I
Chalk
don't
did
like him.
it. What?
I didn't like him.
Kim, okay.
Yeah.
Chalk did the chalk and noodle soup.
Didn't like him.
Jonathan came in with a sleep mask.
That was cute. I think that's who I like.
Okay.
I think that's who it is I like.
Jordan, he said that he was impressed with her selflessness and talked about.
I loved him. He's talking to her about how he like blacked out during their entrance. I don't know. He seems good. For some reason, I think he's gonna go far. And he has a
a gay daughter. I thought that was so cute. And the gay and her girlfriend was thanking him for supporting them. And oh, so sweet. Okay, go on.
And then Michael, he did the, like, he walked out and he introduces himself and he does the, like, oh, I remembered my name joke. Thomas, we just saw an intro. Gary dances with Joan. Greg gives her sand dollars. Pablo, we just saw an intro. Bob brings the camcorder. I thought that was hilarious. Like the old 90s camcorder. Jack sings. We just got an intro for Charles. Guy has her smell his cologne. We had a second Charles. Charles K comes out in a cane and ends up doing one-handed push-ups. Dan gives her the eye. Christopher does a shot of clean juice. RJ does the I've heard you're looking for a man in finance with a retirement account, 6'5", blue eyes, and like brings her flowers. I thought that that was great because I just thought it was so funny because like both of them clearly knew this like TikTok. Like she even like starts reciting it to him. I don't know. I just thought it was hilarious.
I didn't get that. Okay.
Oh, I'll send you the TikTok sometime. This chick went viral and she's like Hawktua.
Oh.
Over
my head.
Yeah. And then there was Gil. Then Bill asks about her daughter. David rides a horse in and he was going to have her meet the horse, but the horse ran away. That was so funny. And then how am I, like, do you hear me talking about this right now? Like, I do not talk about premieres of The Bachelor like this. Like, what is going on right now? Then we have Keith. He drives an old school Winnebago in. And then our last man, we have Kelsey. She gets out of the limo, and this is one of the three times that I cried. I see Kelsey, and I just start, like, crying because I know that she's bringing out her dad and she introduces Mark and then Joan is like, just call me mom, and it was adorable. It was such a cute scene. But yeah, so those were the limo entrances, and I really enjoyed this episode. I had a few quotes. Did you have any quotes?
I had one. Hold on, let me look. Oh, I don't even know who said it. Oh, I had two. But someone's like, there's a lot of testosterone in this room, but not as much as there would have been 40 years ago.
That was Jack.
What's that, Jack?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I guess he is funny. And then the other one, I don't know who said it, but they were playing pickleball and like people were getting hit. Balls were going past bases. And one of the guys goes, apparently these guys have really good insurance.
Yeah, that was RJ. I had that one too.
Okay.
Yeah, he was so funny. But yeah, I will definitely send you that TikTok so you get him a little bit more. But okay, so then I had Michael, the hi Joan, I'm Michael. That's my name. So glad I remembered it. And then I have a few Jack quotes. Says, you do things your way, I do things my way. If we get together, maybe we can do it our way. Jack says, I think I'm in good shape. That son of a bitch is in great shape. I mean, that was phenomenal. Phenomenal. This is fun shit. And then, he says, I mean, we've got everything. We've got doctors, we've got Frenchmen, and that gives him a plus one right there. He talks like he's from France, and I talk like I'm from South Chicago, so not so good. I thought that was funny. And then Christopher, he says, it's a crazy night, real tired. I haven't caught up with the California time yet. In a half hour, I would be getting up in New York.
Yeah, bus is
I
hard.
Need to get a rose.
And he did.
Yes. So yeah, those were all my quotes, but yeah, I love the Golden franchise. It's so cute and so wholesome, and I don't know,
That's
hopefully.
the word I was looking for. Wholesome.
Yeah.
Perfect description.
I just hope that they talk more about the logistics of things than Gary and Teresa did, because I think that as much as they were like into each other, what really made them not work and them realize it so quickly after getting married was that neither of them were like willing to budge. And so I think that that's really important with Golden, because it makes sense that people are rooted in, I mean, they're like in their 60s, 70s, like they're seniors, you know?
They
Like,
have grandbabies that they're living next to. They're not going
yeah.
to leave their grandbabies.
Yes, exactly. So I think, I mean, personally, of course, this is not going to happen, but they should do it like Love is Blind, like Denver, Boston, I don't know. But that's not the way it is. So I just really hope that whoever Joan picks, they can figure out the logistics, because it is such a cute show. And I'm really excited for this season. Do you have any final thoughts on The Golden Bachelorette before we move on to Survivor?
No, I'm going to continue.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need to see if one of my boys wins.
Good. I
I think I
won't.
already have my top five that I like, but we'll see.
Oh, you'll have to tell me who are your top five that you like?
Well, it's awful because I don't know their names. The Asian guy,
Okay.
the one
Okay,
who did.
well, let's come back to this next week once you've learned more of their names.
Yes. Okay, that's better. Jordan, I remember his name because that's my brother's name. I
Okay.
like Keith. I like the guy who did the sleep mask. Oh, and I like that Dan guy from Florida. He seemed really sweet. I think those were my favorites.
What about Mark?
Which one's Mark?
Chelsea's dad.
Oh, we didn't see much of him, to be honest.
Oh my gosh, it was so funny when they brought out when Jesse brought out the first impression rose and nobody
Yes,
knew what it
everyone's like,
was,
what's
and
that?
Mark
It's like,
had to tell them.
yeah, he had to explain it. And that was cute. Yeah, that
That was so funny.
was good. The rose? What's that? No, the first impression rose.
Oh, so like who she likes the most? No, who made the best impression? So funny. Okay, so wrapping up then with the Golden Bachelorette and moving on to the season premiere of Survivor. What did we think about this episode?
I didn't like it.
Really? Okay, what didn't you like?
Didn't like who went home. I really liked him, and I thought he was going to bring a. I don't know. I was mad. I was invested in him that first hour and a half. I really liked him. The only reason he
Why
went
didn't you
home is
want to
because the
go
other guy's
home?
bigger and stronger, which I get. They need strength to win, but that. Poor man, Andy, is a freaking, he lost it. He had a straight up panic attack. Maybe he was overheated, but you can overheat can cause panic attacks. But he saw them losing and that man just lost it.
Abby, you haven't watched the last few seasons, but there's been a character like Andy the last few seasons in the first few episodes that either quits or just is so insane.
Okay,
Like, not
okay,
again.
so
All I thought was not again.
do you
Because I
think that
was,
he'll be like a bum?
that's what I was gonna say. Like, I haven't watched the past couple seasons, but, and there's been other seasons I missed along the way, but holy hell. I was like,
Think
this
that he'll
guy
be like a
has a
Bonu?
Yeah, or like, what was the guy's name? Brandon or Brandon that was, and then
No,
the Tanner girl.
Brandon quit like day one. I hope that
Yes.
he's more of a
Tanner.
Banu who sticks around for a while, because I have him in the money league. So I need him to stay a few episodes and have as many panic attacks and crying attacks as he wants.
I thought he
Yeah.
was going to quit. I did.
I did too. Cause, but then
I was Jeff terrified.
Jeff gave the speech like, this is Survivor. This is tough. You better like, Jeff kind of like was like, I can't have another season with someone quitting because we've had quitters the last few seasons.
Well,
that was actually one of my quotes. Jeff said, if you want if you want soft, pick another show because you're on Survivor.
His whole guts in front of every single player. I'm just, watching it in shock.
Yeah, well, I have to root for him because he's
full on breakdown, which I'm not judging. I would probably have one too if I got on that show, but shit.
Is it always people on the yellow tribe that this is happening with, Christina?
No, it was purple before, and then I actually noticed that they didn't have a purple this year, and I feel like that's why.
Yeah.
I had that thought.
That's funny.
Oh, Michelle,
well, anyways,
I know he's leave this season.
I know he stayed, but he was my LVP. I'm sorry.
Andy?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was he yours too, Michelle?
I gotta pull up my notes. I'm sure he was. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Okay. Well, I gave it to, gosh, I'm not 100% sure. Aisha? What?
Who the hell's that?
She went on, she volunteered to go try
and
to
she
get
lost.
Them.
Rob has a podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Got it. Got it. Got it. Got it. Rob has a podcast, people. Enough. Like Quinn on Big Brother sent me over the edge. I don't want to hear any more on any of these shows about Rob has a podcast.
Well,
this girl seems
fine. Host.
I know. She's probably fine and normal, but I'm triggered from with Joseph and Quinn talking about Rob has a podcast every day.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it just like when she found Rome looking for the box, her losing the whatever against TK because she got lost. Like she was in the lead. She could have won that and trying to fight him for it. I don't know. I just I agree with you, Abby. I liked the guy who got eliminated and I didn't want to give it to him. And I think that she didn't have a great episode one, especially for being such a like she literally, I don't know, like I mean,
I don't think anyone had a great episode one. There was nobody that just super stood out to me. I didn't really think anyone had a great episode one.
There was one for me, Abby. You know who it was?
Your MVP too,
Tamra Barney. I don't know her name on the show, but. The older woman
yes.
with the mom.
Oh, she does look like her.
I think her name is Sue.
Yes, Sue. Yes. Everyone wanted to be aligned with Sue, so I gave it to Sue.
That's so a good one. Okay.
That is a good one. That is a good one.
Finding the idols was choking. I mean, Rome was like halfway down the well with his feet sticking up and then takes off. Like, if they had lost, he would have been gone probably.
Oh, for
the other
sure.
guy, he caught him. It was just a disaster.
So I did give Rome an honorable mention. MVP for because he found it. Because he found it. Okay, he was playing the game day one. That's why
he was a mess too.
And then I also gave Gabe an honorable mention for the same thing. Like he found it. He tried. He probably definitely could have been way more stealthy about it. I mean, like, literally, like, falling down the mountain or, like, having rocks fall down the mountain. Like,
oh. That huge crash. Everyone's like, what's happening?
But he made the alliance with Sue right away. And he's not playing a terrible game. So I gave him an honorable mention. But my MVP went to TK.
For winning the challenge,
that and then also kind of catching Rome and like not doing it and like I mean and like not being stupid about it, like when he catches Rome or whatever. And like he's like, oh, like we found a key first. And then we go to his confessional. He's like, I know that he didn't, that he's lying to me now. So I don't know.
Both of y'all did good. Yeah, both of y'all. Okay. Yeah, y'all went deep. Good. Y'all, yeah, y'all picked good ones.
Who was yours?
I didn't have one.
Oh.
But now I'm listening to y'all's takes and I'm like, okay, just no one really stood out. But I'm gonna piggyback on Michelle because she's an older woman, and people were flocking to her, and that's awesome to want to be aligned with her. So
That's how people would be if you were on. They'd be like, oh, this, like, you're like a personal trainer. They'd be like, oh, she's strong. We need to keep her for challenges.
all I heard was that's how people would be when if you were on. You'd be the older woman that people would
Well, that is not how I meant it because
That's
Sue
all I
is
heard.
like 20 years older than you. But also, these people are like 10 years younger than me. Like they are young. They're like most of them are like 20.
Y'all remember that the last season I watched, and I was like talking about Carolyn. I was like, I love her because this older woman is, and they're like, Abby, she's like 10 years younger than you. I was like, whoops.
I think she's younger than me too, and I just that blows my mind. Maybe I thought she was.
Yeah, well, I think Sue is gonna be really. I don't know that she's going to win. I hope she wins, but I wouldn't be mad about a Sue win at all, based on episode one. But I just
Yeah.
usually it's somebody who they take to final three, which is also fine. So that's my prediction. My prediction is that Sue is gonna make it to final three.
I think so too. I just was dying. She looks like this woman from Real Housewives, Christina. That's why I called her Tamra Barney.
Oh, okay.
I saw it
She
too.
was on Traitors, right?
Yes, yes,
Okay.
yes. And especially because, oh God, it's kind of me. Tamra just had this like plastic surgery face, the CO facial, and she kind of looked like insane. And it, I don't know. Like as she started to heal, I'm like, oh, I kind of see the Sue. Like now that she's healing up.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, still rooting for Sue.
Me too.
Okay, so do we have any quotes this episode? I only had one besides my Jeff one.
I only had one, but I didn't write it down and it was long, but it was brilliant.
Oh, okay. Do you know who said it?
Yes, and it's at the very beginning of the episode, so I'll send it to you. But it was the guy who got voted out, and Jeff had asked him a question about playing the game. And his answer was like, everyone comes in with this preconceived notion of how they're going to play the game, the strategy, and basically talks help. But then when they get here and things switch up, and just the way he said it was so eloquent, and
Okay,
it really summed up the survivor game.
I had part of that quote as mine.
Okay.
So John says, I think we're all nervous because what we would play like or could play like
Yes.
is about to get fact checked against what we will play like.
Yes, thank you. That was basically it.
You're right. It was a little longer than that, but that was the excerpt I took out.
Just, yeah, and that was my, I thought that was, and man, I'm upset.
What about you, Michelle? Did you have any quotes?
Yes. Mine were both John. So I don't know. I feel like you already kind of covered it. He said, did Andy have a moment? People have had moments. Sometimes they happen on a beach in Fiji. People shouldn't be judged by their worst moments.
I like that one
Love
too.
that.
Sometimes they have them on the beach in Fiji.
And
Guys,
then
he was good at this season.
the quote where he had the title of the episode, one glorious and perfect episode. I'd rather go out swinging.
We are robbed. I
Yeah.
really like them, guys.
I know. The more I talk about it, now that you're saying those quotes too, I remember those. Oh, well.
Yeah, he was I hope that on like a second chances season or something, he gets another chance. So do we have any?
They always talk about like they're gonna do a first boot season. I wish they would actually do it.
Yeah, that would be, I mean, they have enough seasons. They could totally do that easily, I would think. But I heard, I think 50 is going to be like all returning players. So
Yep.
I don't know. I'm sure they'll pull a couple first boots or early boots. Maybe, maybe not. Maybe it'll be all big names. I don't know. Depends on the format, I guess. This isn't the challenge.
I don't know,
Right.
but that first boot was pretty memorable, so there's maybe a chance.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I did really like him too. I was disappointed that he was out, but I was also glad that it wasn't Andy. I
Well,
was
that's just because you
hoping
want
it was
money.
a girl.
I said
What?
that's just because that's your money leak.
Yeah, I know. But well, yeah, because he has to cry more, give me more points, throw, have a few more meltdowns. It'll be good, hopefully. But I was hoping that it was Annika that got eliminated. Not that I don't like her. I just needed Andy to stay, and I really like John.
Yeah, I was thinking for a second, I'm like, oh, maybe they're going to do this. And then immediately I was like, not, okay, that's not happening.
Yeah. What a
And I
bummer.
agree with you. I like the three girls so far, too.
The three girls. Oh, on the, yeah.
On the yellow, yeah.
Rachel,
Annika,
Yeah.
and the blonde. I don't remember her name.
Tiana, Sierra.
Oh, Sierra. I think Sierra is going to go far because of her intro package thing. I don't know if you guys watch those intro packages on Instagram. They each player has an intro video on Instagram.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I thought hers was pretty well-rounded, it looked like. So I think
Okay.
my prediction is that she'll go far.
We said we didn't like this guy, but I did like that Nate knew when to cut off getting the next level of idol. Like he went for the three, but then he said, I'm stopping at the three. I'm not going to try to go for the one that goes to the final five.
Yeah, that was potentially smart, but also, yeah, I agree. I mean, I think three is a much safer and realistic bet for not getting caught in what you have to do, and also you'd have to lose three challenges and go to, right? Because it's not three tribals, it's three tribals that you attend, right?
Yeah, that's my understanding. Yeah.
So I think I totally agree. I think the three was a good move too.
He dropped that box and he's like, I'm done.
I think Rome's going for the five though, and I think it's gonna bite him, and I don't think he's gonna get it.
That's why, like, you know, the five is gonna be really hard, whatever it is, right? So that's why I was like, he was smart to stop. Okay. It was kind of smart to go for more than just one, but he was really smart to stop.
I totally agree. Yeah. I think that it would be really hard to get, and I think that even getting the third one, he struggled and was making noise. He's, you know, kind of maybe not as coordinated of a guy, and I don't want to say he's uncoordinated, but he just, I don't know. It's all the rocks that were falling that make me say that, really.
Yep.
But I'm rooting for him. I think he's going to be a fun player. He is in his intro video was the I'm not here to make friends guy. So, which is interesting because that's kind of like a love show thing, not like a survivor thing, right? I don't
It is the bachelor thing, right?
know. But yeah. But yeah, so he was I picked him not for the money league, but for the other league because I thought he was gonna have drama, but so far not. We'll see.
What's your team for the Money League?
For the money league, I have Andy and Caroline.
Okay.
And yeah, and then in the other league, I have Andy, Gabe, Sue, Sierra, Genevieve, and Caroline. I didn't realize I had both Andy and Caroline twice. That's kind of ballsy. But I guess I could trade people out until week six.
Yep.
So, do either of you have any final thoughts on either of these or any of these three shows? All right. Well, Michelle, thank you for joining us today. It was so much fun to have you back. And thank you, everyone, so much for tuning in, and we will see you soon.